بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, every practice or every art has a preparation or a preparatory foundation without which you cannot learn that particular thing, that particular art. In some cases it might be physical fitness, in some other cases it might be some equipment, and so on and so forth. But until you get that preparatory, until you fulfill that preparatory stage, you cannot go to a higher level. In the case of Islam, in the case of Deen, the fundamental foundational preparatory phase, and which we have to complete, is that of adab, is that of learning to respect. Now, adab relates to respecting, not just respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but respect in all its aspects. Respecting the knowledge of deen, respecting those who teach it, and then in the practice of it, respecting all your own constituents, people that you deal with, people that you are with. Showing respect, including for your students, for those who are within quotes, maybe lower in status than you. And when I say lower in status, Islamically speaking, there is no lower and higher status. I mean, in the worldly sense, people who might be serving you or something like that. Now, when we look at the lives of the scholars, you find this thing in every case. For example, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, his famous statement, he said, "I learned adab for 30 years before I started learning deen." Now, what is it? And then he said, I learned deen for 20 years. So he's talking about 50 years of his life. He said, "I learned adab for 30 years and then I started learning deen, and I learned deen for 20 years." Compare that with what passes for our Islamic education today. The mother of Imam Malik bin Anas radiallahu anhu, she used to tell him, his teacher was Rabi'atul Rai, rahmatullahi alayhi. So she used to say, take from the adab, from the manners, from the conduct of Rabi'atul Rai before you take from his ilm, before you take from his knowledge. She used to tell him to learn from his conduct and his before he takes from his knowledge. In this context, another very beautiful and very powerful example for us is the life of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Siddiq Ahmad Bandwi rahmatullah alayh, who founded the Hathoda Jamia and now University in the Chambal Valley in Bundelkhand, which was a desperately poor area as well as an area which was full of dacoits, full of robbers. Now, Siddiq Ahmad Bandwi rahmatullah alayh, he graduated from the Darul Uloom in Saharanpur, and his whole life story is an amazing thing to read about, and it sounds like, fantasy, because the kind of hardship that he faced throughout his life and so on, it's something that today it's, for most of us, it's, Allah has... thanks to the fact that we are weak, Allah has protected us from that hardship. But it's a salutary thing to read about these great scholars. So he decided when he graduated, he decided, he was teaching there, and then he decided one night, he thought about this and he thought to himself that, see, the people, the condition of the people is so bad and people are leaving Islam. He decided to start a madrasa in that remote place in Bandha, which is in the middle of the forest, very poor area, no transportation, nothing. And to make a long story short, through lots of hardship and, you know, going from place to place, trying to collect some funds to start the madrasa. He did all that. Alhamdulillah, he started it, he ran it. The thing about him was, and we are talking about adab, the first principle of adab is tawadu, which is humility, humbleness. Now, see the example of this. One of the scholars, he says that, Maulana Zakaria Sambhali says this, and I've also heard this from a few more scholars, some other friends of mine also from Nadwa, who had gone to Bandha after their graduation to spend some time in the company of Hazrat Siddiq Ahmad Sahib Bandhvi Rahmatullah Alayh. So they said that the students, I mean, that place was, you know, it was a very remote place, and these were students who were from the villages. They didn't have any, they didn't even know how to use toilets and so on and so forth. So he said that, you know, during the day when you go to the toilets would be dirty. There were a long line of toilets, latrines, and they would be dirty. But he said that, this friend of mine says to me, and then also Maulana Zakaria Sambhali Rahmatullah talks about this, and he says that, in the morning when you go to the toilet, the first thing, you would find them absolutely spotlessly clean. So, he said, I wanted to see, you know, who's doing this, because I never see anybody doing that in the day. And he said, very early once, about maybe 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the night, he heard some sound of some splashing. He went to see. And who does he see? He sees Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Bandhvi Rahmatullah Alayh washing the toilets. He's taking the water from the well and cleaning and washing the toilets himself. Now, these are toilets used by the students, but here is the head of the Jamia who's washing and cleaning all the toilets himself. Now, that is the meaning of tawadu, of humility, humbleness. He used to travel with, he would have a shawl in which he would have a jug, and he would have one set of clothes. That's it. He would not even have a bag or a suitcase to carry with him. To the extent that he visited South Africa, he went to Johannesburg once. And that's how he traveled from India to Johannesburg, with that bundle. I mean, somebody at the airport, they told him, you know, at least take a bag. He said, no, I'm not, I don't need a bag. That is the level of humbleness, of you know, not forget about showing off or anything else. Education in Bandha is completely free. He used to go from place to place, and he would collect funds. There is a interesting story that once he had collected some funds, and he was coming back, and he had this bundle of money. And he got waylaid by, I mean, normally didn't happen. The people hugely respected him, including bandits and dakus. But somebody who didn't know him or whatever, somebody waylaid him and took away the cash. So he said to him, he said, you will not be able to digest this. He said, don't take it. This is for the madrasa. This is not for me. The man didn't, the bandit didn't listen to him. So he told him, he said, tumko hazam nahi hoga. He said, you will not be able to digest it. Then he reached his place. The next morning, the bundle came flying over the wall of the madrasa. The person who took it threw it back inside. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects those who do the work for his sake. The point I'm making is that the basis of learning of Islam is adab. It is respect, and it is how we practice that respect in our lives, and that begins with humbleness and humility. More inshallah, bismillah ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us genuinely desirous and genuinely desire to learn His deen and to practice His deen in our lives, and to save us from all name and fame and show, and grant us ikhlas in our hearts and sincerity in our hearts. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ